He's a linebacker for the Rams. He had an enormous game in that win over Philadelphia. 16 tackles, a pass defensed, a forced fumble in the win. He leads the NFL in solo tackles this season. He was a two-time All-ACC and William Campbell Trophy Award winner at Virginia, the 147th pick overall in 2018. The Rams are undefeated. They're 2-0. They've got a big one at Buffalo on Sunday. Micah Kaiser is my guest. Micah, it's good to have you on. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Really good to have you. So Sunday was your second career start, and all you did was go out, dominate that game, and get named Defensive Player of the Week. I know you're not looking to make it about you, but when you think back on that game against Philadelphia, what kind of thoughts do you have?
Yeah, I mean, just playing hard and fast. You know, I got a lot of great players around me. When you got, you know, Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, guys of that nature around you, it makes your job, you know, a lot of fun. So just going out there, playing hard and trying to get a win, and we came out with it.
You know, to that point about playing hard and fast, you're always going to play as fast as you possibly can, but at the same time, it's not like you're reckless out there and running around with no plan. Like, how much of what you do during the play is about reading before the snap, and then how much of it's about identifying the play as it's happening?
Yeah, great question. For a guy like myself, I'm very instinctual, so a lot of my game is, you know, instincts and feel for the game. So, you know, when you get in it, you kind of get in that zen mode and that flow. You're kind of just out there, you know, playing, and it's a fun feeling.
Micah Kaiser is joining us. You mentioned some of the guys you're playing with on that side of the ball. Like, the defense has not allowed a second-half TD all season. It's one of two teams in the NFL to hold opponents to less than 20 in each game. How special is this defense then on all three levels?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're just scratching the surface. We didn't have an offseason together at all, and we got a new defense coordinator, and Coach Daly's been putting us in great positions. But, you know, we're only two games in. We're still getting better every day, trying to get better playing with each other, better communicating. And I think, you know, the sky's the limit with this group.
You know, you mentioned it was not an off season, or you didn't have an off season. It makes it even more challenging when you consider that you're doing everything you're doing coming off missing last season with a torn pectoral muscle. That's a really difficult injury to come back from. What was it like to rehab the injury and then have to do some of that rehab during the pandemic when a lot of the gyms were shut down?
Yeah, it was tough. Mentally, it was tough. It was a long process. And then by the time I started feeling good, you know, everything basically shut down. So, you know, having that feeling of wanting to play football, wanting to be around the guys, and then basically being on your own for 3-4 months, it was difficult. But, you know, stayed hard, stayed at it, kept working hard, and trying to make the most out of my opportunity.
You know, I think that's interesting what you just said, that mentally, in fact, you went right to that, mentally it was hard. For instance, you said that Cooper Kupp was one of your role models when it came to coming back from the injury. How did he attack his rehab, and then what did you learn from that that you could apply to your own comeback?
Yeah, absolutely. Cooper, you know, he was a guy, he was having a great season, and then bam, he got hurt and kind of missed our Super Bowl run. And just to watch the way he worked day in and day out, you know, we're preparing for the Super Bowl. He's biking as hard as he can. He's running routes. And then just to see the season that he had last year, and now obviously, you know, hard work paid off. He got paid. Just to see that work and that work ethic every day, it was really, you know, something that was exemplatory for me. And just to watch that, and now, you know, trying to do that this year for myself, that's just, he's a great teammate and definitely inspiration.
Ram linebacker Micah Kaiser was the Defensive Player of the Week. You know, when you talk about it, I've talked to so many athletes, and almost inevitably every single one, when they talk about rehabbing an injury, they say that the physical part is tough, but it's not nearly as tough as the mental part or the emotional part. You also worked with Dr. Kerry Hastings, the team's clinical and sports psychologist, during the rehab process. I really like hearing that. Like, how valuable is it to have a resource like that available to you? And then how much did it impact your rehab process?
Yeah, very valuable. You know, even though I was here and around the building, kind of like having that feeling of not really being on the team is definitely something that's very tough, especially for an athlete like myself. You know, you've been playing ball, you know, you've been on a team and been playing ball basically your whole life, and then now that's gone. It's very hard to deal with. But just being able to talk to Dr. Kerry was awesome. She's a great asset, and I kind of put it this way now, as, you know, you train your body, you know, you train your body all the time, and it's good to train your mind, too. So I'm still going to see her, you know, weekly, and she's been a great asset for me.
God, that is such a great point, right? I mean, you train every muscle, but is there a more important muscle in the body than the mind?
Exactly. If you know, if your mind's not functioning, your brain's not functioning, you're going to have a hard time going out there and playing your best.
You know, and that point you just made also, that the hardest part is, or one of the hardest parts, is that you feel like you're not a member of the team. Like, everybody in that sport understands that you're going to get hurt. Like, it's not even a question of if, it's a matter of when. Yet, you feel like you're not a member of the team. What's that like emotionally? Because you're putting in the time, but you're not on the field with them on Sunday, and you're not making plays. How difficult is that not to be a part of the team?
It's very tough. I think especially, you know, in the NFL, you got to understand it's a business and it's kind of a next man up mentality. So, you know, when you're out there, you're not out there. But I tried my best to stay involved. You know, I was going to meetings. I was always around the guys, around the building. But, you know, it's difficult. It's tough. When you're not in the foxhole, as I like to say, when you're not out there and actually putting in the work, there is a disconnect. But I think I stayed with it, stayed focused, and now this year it's definitely paying off.
It is paying off. Micah Kizer joining me for a few more moments. You know, you go back to that last game. On the first play from scrimmage, you tackled Miles Sanders on a run. The second play, you handled him on a pass play. On the third, you stripped him and forced a fumble. Kenny Young recovered the fumble, which seems to point to the chemistry the two of you have. Like, when it comes to hitting and bringing the physicality on the field, what is your mindset? Because Sean McVay made a point of saying both these guys have that.
Yeah, I think, you know, we came into the season, I guess our inside linebackers, specifically me and Kenny, are kind of the unproven point of the defense. But I think so far we've shown that we're going to go out there, hit guys, bring the energy, and really, you know, set the mindset of us being a physical football team. And so far that's been what we've been doing, and we're going to keep it up the rest of the year.
All right, so you've got an undefeated Bills team coming up this weekend. That's a really nice challenge. What concerns you the most about their offense coming into Sunday?
Yeah, I think just watching him, it's all about Josh Allen. You know, he can throw the ball. He's very athletic. He can create plays off schedule, kind of Big Ben-like. So we're going to try to control him, control the run game, and get out of there with a win.
Sort of Big Ben-like, but more mobile, right? That's a young guy who can get out and make some plays with his legs.
Yeah, he can make a lot of plays with his legs. He's not looking to get down either. He's out there trying to stiff-arm guys, run through tackles, and keep plays alive. So definitely going to be a great challenge.
You know, I noticed before you go, you've been tweeting about LeBron in the NBA playoffs. As one professional athlete, a young professional athlete, looking at another, how much do you respect that LeBron is still playing at this level in his 17th season? What kind of thoughts do you have when you see him doing that?
Yeah, it's crazy. Just, I mean, I grew up with LeBron, so that's why, you know, when people talk about LeBron versus MJ, I didn't get to really watch MJ, but I've been watching LeBron since I can remember, and to watch him, you know, day in, day out, put in that work. When you talk about investment in your body, I think he's been one of the, you know, leading athletes in really investing in your body and taking the time off the court. And just to be able to have that kind of sustained success is just incredible to see. And I hope he gets his fourth title.
Body is temple. Your body is your moneymaker, and he's proven that. He is the NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Micah Kizer, Rams linebacker, Rams at Buffalo on Sunday. Micah, great to have you on the show. Appreciate you and the conversation.
Oh, thanks for having me.
That was fun. Well done. Really well done. And he came off a devastating injury, and he is playing lights out. NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Rams, Buffalo, who you got? You already heard James Kelly come in and say he's got the Rams and that the Mafia is not happy with him. It's not personal, man. It certainly is not personal. The big head took a look at the matchup, crunched some numbers, and that's where he came out. All right, so 1-800-636-8686. If I'm not mistaken, we have not taken a telephone call yet. A lot of content, interviews, takes, some reaction, but not a phone call. 1-800-636-8686. At Mock Moda tweets,